USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Barr says the fact that James is going after Trump's kids shows an abuse of power. CEOs of the nation's largest banks are talking about the impacts of inflation. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon was among those testifying on Capitol Hill.
I don't think you can spend $6 trillion and not expect inflation.
Despite that, he said what the government did early on in the pandemic was good. Losing sleep on a regular basis could increase the risk of heart disease. A new study in the Journal of Experimental Medicine shows that cutting sleep short could harm immune stem cells, which increases risk of inflammatory disorders. It analyzed blood samples from 14 healthy volunteers who shortened their sleep by an hour and a half for 6 weeks, watching for long-term changes in stem cells. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is stepping up the fight against fentanyl and the smugglers who are bringing it across the border.
I have issued this executive order designating cartels as terrorists in Texas.
He's directing state troopers to track down which street gangs are working with the cartels to seize their assets. He called fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. On the news that the Fed is hiking interest rates by 0.75%, the Dow lost over 500 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the VIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
After Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced, attorneys have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis on behalf of several of the illegal immigrants, claiming this scheme exploits their vulnerability for political gain. On Fox News, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio responds, saying that illegal immigrants are given too many rights in the United States.
People came into this country illegally, violating our laws, okay? And the first thing they do is get lawyers and use our laws to sue an elected governor, to sue a state. I mean, just think about that. They just got here. They're not even here legally. They didn't enter the country the proper way. And they're immediately in court demanding rights and claims under our laws. This is outrageous.
Energy woes are continuing in Europe.
Germany, in an energy crisis, nationalized Uniper on Wednesday after an earlier multi-billion euro bailout failed to keep the gas importer afloat. The German government also said Vladimir Putin sent oil prices higher by announcing a partial Russian military mobilization. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Almost two-thirds of workers are cutting back on their savings as inflation remains high and concerns about a possible recession linger. A new study from Morgan Stanley finds 62% of employees have reduced their short and long-term contributions to their savings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.